Hey there, welcome to the High Five Podcast. Each week the hosts Caleb and Jay dive into their five favorite things across an ever-changing landscape of topics. Every episode they share, debate, and sometimes even agree on their top picks, from the profound to the profoundly absurd. Sometimes they even have a guest to give them a fresh perspective, whether they take it seriously or just for the laughs. You're in for a treat, so grab your headphones and let's get started on this week's High Five.
So yeah, we got this week for our topic.
We got your favorite topic of all time, right?
I don't know. I mean, it's definitely like something I'm always compelled to.
Yeah. Okay. So it's top five conspiracies.
Yeah, conspiracies. I'm a sucker for, you know, flipping through the channels and watching something about like, you know, UFOs or something.
Or how the aliens built the pyramids or something.
Exactly. Like if it's got a lot of views and it looks like it's well rated, I'll check it out. And it's like, you know, I'll get a couple minutes and be like, nah, this isn't very cool. I'll do that. But I'm always intrigued by it.
All right. Have you fallen for any? Like other ones where you're like, oh yeah, that seems real to me.
Seems like, yeah. Yeah, I mean, not fault. There's none that I'm like a staunch believer in or anything. No, there's nothing that's gotten me fully changed
entrenched
my mind or anything. Yeah, yeah. No. Nope.
You're not going to run around and yell at Neil Armstrong that he didn't land on the moon or anything like that?
No, but that was a good one. Yep. So. Well, I think we should get into it. I'm itching to talk about it, and I think this is a topic that we don't really need to have any sort of warm up questions. I think the topic is going to speak for itself.
Okay.
So, you want to go first with your number five, and then we'll end up with our honorable mentions.
Yeah, I will. I will do number five. My number five is the Loch Ness Monster.
Uh huh.
So affectionately known as Nessie for the real followers of it, is a mythical creature in Scottish folklore that is said to inhabit Loch Ness in the Scottish Highlands. It is described as a large, long neck with one or more humps protruding out of the water. Popular interest and belief in the creature has varied since it was brought up worldwide attention in 1933. Evidence of its existence is anecdotal at best, with numbers of disputed photography and sonar readings. So no official sightings or anything like that, but I always think it's just interesting to see some of the photos and the theories about what it could be, or, you know, trying to explain away the, you know, whatever the photo is of. I like more of the nature conspiracies, just because I feel like, you know, they're just more intriguing to me, and I feel like they're maybe not as, there's not so much mystery behind it, but it's like, yeah, it might be plausible. We don't, you know, the earth's big, water's deep, we don't know what's in there, so who knows, maybe there is some creatures in there that we haven't come across yet. So you know, we discover new animals all the time, so who knows, maybe the Loch Ness is real. That's my number five, Loch Ness Monster.
Nice. You know, it's funny, that did not make it on my list. And that was an oversight, I guess, but great one. I like it.
Well, when we started the list, I was like, man, there are so many, you know, I was originally thinking like, oh, this could be hard, but then I'm like, oh man, there's a lot of
There's a lot.
You know, big, small, all sorts of different stuff.
Yeah. So. All right. You ready for mine? My number five, the birds aren't real conspiracy. Have you heard about this?
Yeah. That's a new one.
It is a new one.
Where they
conspiracy.
sup Oh, sorry, go for it.
Yeah, so the conspiracy theory humorously claims that birds are not living creatures, but drones created by the government, used for the purpose of surveilling the public. This satirical theory pokes fun at conspiracy culture, suggesting that real birds were exterminated by the government and replaced with robotic replicas to spy on citizens.
Did you get into the theory that they believe the reason they land on power lines is because that's how they recharge? Did you know that? You know,
No, I've
your
not gotten
research didn't
that
take you
far
down
into
there? Okay.
it. No,
Yeah. You're behind on it.
I just love the idea. I just love the
Yeah.
headlines that it has and all that.
Yeah. Wasn't there like a NFL draft pick or something that wasn't there a story just that happened where he was saying that birds aren't real? I don't know if he was serious or not, but
Oh yeah, I
I
don't
thought I
know.
saw
I did not see
some
that.
story on ESPN or something, but maybe not. So
All right, go ahead with your number four.
that is a good new theory though. I do like
I
that
know.
one, that
I know.
all birds are drones. So,
Why does it
and
have
I
to be
never,
all of them?
I know, right? It's
It
got to
could
be all of
just
them. It's all or nothing.
enter. I love it.
So my number four is the flat earth conspiracy.
Okay.
So this has kind of changed throughout time, but flat earth groups of modern era date from the middle of the 20th century. Some adherents are serious and some are not. Those who are serious are often motivated by either religion or just a conspiracy theory. Through social media, it's kind of spread. Flat earther theory has been increasingly espoused and promoted by individuals unaffiliated with large groups. So Flat Earth Society, which is kind of the ones that have continued to push it the most. Most recent planet model is that humanity lives on a disk with this North Pole at its center and a 150-foot high wall of ice, which would be Antarctica, around the outer edge, which seems very crazy to me. And this says the resulting map resembles the symbol of the United Nations. So, yeah, I did a, you know, just I always find that very interesting that there are people today that truly believe the Earth is flat, despite all scientific evidence, despite photos, despite, I mean, I don't know. It boggles my mind that there are people that legitimately
Yeah.
believe the Earth is flat. I can't wrap my head around it. And I was
It's
trying to
cr
read on
like
it,
to
but
me it sounds like, I mean, yes, the fact that we're on a spinning ball getting hurled through space is
is crazy to
crazy.
wrap your
It's
eye around.
crazy.
Sure,
But
sure.
like to believe that is even weirder, like
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
so.
and it's like, what is the benefit? Like,
Yeah. What does this prove?
what
Yeah.
does science, why would science lie to you that it's a sphere? What do they get out of the lie?
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't make
Yeah.
any sense. So,
Science is, it's just how they've discovered it and how they understand it. They're not making things up. It's so crazy.
So that to me is just an interesting one. I thought it would be higher on my list, but I kind of moved it down after doing some other thinking and reading. So, yeah, flat earth.
Okay, cool. All right. My number four is the simulation theory.
Ooh, yeah.
So the simulation theory posits that reality as we know it could be an artificial simulation, such as a computer-generated environment created by an advanced civilization or intelligence. Proponents of this theory argue that technological advancements and patterns in physics suggest the possibility that our experiences might not be based on an objective reality, but rather on programmed constructs. So, yeah, it's crazy to think that maybe we're just computer programs. That's what our consciousness is.
We're part of the matrix, right? We gotta unplug.
So.
Yeah, that to me, I don't know. Did you see or read anywhere like how far back that dates? I'm always wondered. I don't know if that's like a newer idea because we have more modern technology, or if like I just am interested when it started, because I got to imagine it's probably a newer idea,
Yeah,
I
like
would think.
is it a concept that could have existed before computers?
Right.
Because that's what kind of a lot of it stems from. But maybe there was an idea that predated computers and technology as we know it. Yeah, I don't
Yeah.
know.
Okay.
But yeah.
Interesting.
It's such an
It's the
interesting one to think about.
well, and it's one, yeah, how do you disprove it or prove
Yeah. I mean, it's,
it?
yep. So that's my number four.
Okay. My number three is the moon landing conspiracy. So the moon landing conspiracy theories claim that some or all the elements of the Apollo program and associated moon landing were hoax staged by NASA, possibly with aids of other organizations. The most notable claim of these conspiracies is that the six crewed landing from 1969 to 1972 were faked, and that all 12 Apollo astronauts did not actually land on the moon. Various groups and individuals have made claims since the mid 1970s. So again, another one, like I get this one a little bit, like why they would do that, because we were in the middle of the space race
Yeah,
and
we
we
had to
wanted to be the
win.
first there. Yep. So, you know, I get the theory. It's always an interesting one to me. I've watched lots of videos and movies, or not movies, you know, episodes of shows and things like debunking it, you know, because they talk about the flag waving, like there wouldn't be a waving because there's no atmosphere and the way they're moving. But so, yeah, it's always interested me. I mean, I don't care one way or the other. If it happened, great. If it didn't, great. It doesn't matter to me. But I always like to hear both sides of the story, giving their explanation as to why there's a flag that waves, or why there's imprints of their boots or not, or you know, whatever. Just is it's an interesting theory to me. So,
Have you, I'm sure we've talked about this, but it's good. It's a good conversation. Have you seen or do you know about the show For All Mankind on Apple Plus?
that's isn't that the one where it like what would happen if Russia won or like took
One
over,
that,
right?
yeah. No,
Yeah,
if what if Russia or the USSR or whatever at the time had landed on the moon first, how that would have changed the history of basically NASA and how we viewed the space race and all that, and how we viewed ourselves after losing the space race.
Got it. Yeah, I haven't watched the show, but I know, yeah, I know a little bit about it, so.
I think we're only we've only not seen the most recent season, and there's like, I want to say there's like six or seven seasons.
Okay.
It's been kind of one of our shows that we've followed, even though it's not, I guess it's gotten pretty good reviews.
Sure.
But
But it's not
were one of
super
the,
popular
we were one of
necessarily
the
either.
early
Yeah.
adopters. Like even when people weren't really, talking too much about it, we were one of the, we watched it pretty early on.
Yeah.
And it's kind of fizzled off a little bit more recently.
Yeah.
As characters leave and, new people come on and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But it's overall a good show. And it's, if you like space and you like NASA and all that kind of stuff, it's right up
Yeah.
your alley then, because it's all that kind of stuff. And it's really interesting to see the things that did change in history because of this and the things that remain the same because of this. It goes
Yeah.
through a lot of points in history, like natural disasters and, big wars and, how things were different because of the space race and how it changed us. So,
Interesting.
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a really cool show. You should watch
Nice. Yeah. I will. I'll get
it.
there.
All right, so that was your number three, right?
Number three. Yep.
Okay. So, all right. So my number three is Area 51.
Nice.
Conspiracy
Okay.
theories. They suggest that this highly classified U.S. Air Force base in Nevada is the center of numerous government secrets, including the storage and examination of alien spacecraft and extraterrestrial beings recovered from UFO crash sites. These theories are fueled by decades of secrecy, restricted access, and eyewitness accounts of unusual phenomena, leading to widespread speculation about government cover-ups of alien encounters and advanced technology experimentation.
Nice.
Yeah, this is exactly what I was talking about. In fact, I think John Oliver just there's it's on YouTube. It's a recent John Oliver
Yeah, he did
clip.
UFOs.
We watched that. It's
Yeah.
exactly what this is all about. It's just like it's exactly what I'm looking for when I'm looking for my UFO stuff is to hear credible people or people that are like, have good researchers behind them, and like for someone like that to put together a segment on UFOs and and what their stance is on it, it's really that's really interesting stuff to me. So, yep, that's my
Okay.
number three.
It's a good one. I like that one. So again, going on the theme of more nature for me, number two is Bigfoot. Bigfoot, or also commonly referred to as Sasquatch, is a large and hairy human-like mythical creature alleged by some to inhabit forests in North America, particularly the Pacific Northwest. Bigfoot is featured in both American and Canadian folklore, and since the mid-20th century has grown into a cultural icon. This is probably the only conspiracy theory that I hope is real. I would love for there to be Bigfoot. I don't know why. I just think that would be really cool for us to stumble across a new unknown wild beast like a Bigfoot. I don't know. I think it would be cool. I don't know if there is. Maybe, maybe not. But I always just, yeah, it's one of my favorites. And what the probably the only one that I can think of that I want to be true. So yeah, that's why it's number two.
Okay. Nice.
I
All
just think of
right.
them. I think of them as like Chewbacca, you know, like a real
Yeah.
life Chewbacca would be pretty
Yeah.
cool. So,
Yeah. Like friendly, could hold down a job.
yeah, could fix an airplane or a spaceship.
Yeah. Well, Vivian plays that game called Sneaky Sasquatch. It's a video game. It's a fun game that kind of supposes that you have to do everyday
Yeah.
things as a
As a
Sasquatch.
Sasquatch.
You just gotta sneak around while you're doing it.
Yeah.
You still gotta go get groceries. Yeah, so anyway, yeah, I'll save my thoughts because that one comes up not next. So clearly I just
Okay.
gave away my number one. But my number two is the moon landing hoax conspiracy theory. Yep, basically, exactly all the things that we already talked about. Yeah, it's so compelling. All, the people that are just so determined that this is fake, and all the time and all the energy that's put into like debunking something that, is such a part of our history. But it's understandable why. Like you said, like the ramifications, if we didn't win that, like we had to win that, like at that point in time we had to because of the Cold War and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, so it's
Just curious, do you like on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being you believe it's fake, 1 being you are 100% sure it's not fake, where do you fall on that scale of the moon landing? Just
the moon
curious.
landing? I think we landed on the moon. Like, I really don't think it's that hard to do. Like, once you get outside of the atmosphere, which everyone can get outside the atmosphere, the rest is just, flying around in a vacuum with, basically weightlessness. And then you just got to stick yourself to something else that's also flying around.
Gently, right?
Yeah. I mean, obviously there's a lot of science and things that I don't understand, but the concept of it doesn't seem like it's too hard, with technology and how much, like there are things we were talking about this, I think with my brother-in-law Alex, who, he's in the Navy or was in the Navy, but like about how the fact that, after the moon landing that we supposedly achieved, like we basically completely dismantled the Apollo space program, and all of those things that we learned about landing on the moon and a lot of space travel in general We literally forgot how to do because the papers were literally destroyed on everything.
Sure.
So like it was all
Which
that
points
was
to the
wasted.
conspiracy, right?
No, it explains why it's taken us so long to go back to the moon because we had to relearn how to do it.
Sure. Yeah. So you're probably, what, you're a one then, two maybe?
Two. We'll call it a two.
Two.
Yeah. I would say a one is there's a 0% chance, two is a 10% chance. Sure.
That works.
What about
All
you?
right. I'm probably a four.
Okay.
I do believe we landed on the moon,
But you
but
said you don't care.
I
Like,
don't care, but I also,
or
there's a
no,
part
that
of me.
was that the one you said you didn't care, or was that like the Nessie one or something?
No, it was the moon landing that I said ultimately I
Yeah.
don't care that much,
Yeah.
but the only reason it's a little high is because of the stakes that were involved. Like,
Yeah.
I could definitely see us being like, shit, we're not going to beat them. Let's just fake it. You know, that's the only
Yeah.
part of me that's like, I get the motivation behind why you would fake it. You know what I
Yeah.
mean? Like, because other, a lot of the other theory, like conspiracy theories to me, like, I don't get what you would get out of faking it or making it up. You know, for
Yeah.
example, like the flat Earth, like, there's no benefit
Yeah.
to it being a sphere or not. You know what I mean? But like, there is a
What
legitimate national benefit. So.
would happen if it came out like now? What do you think? Do you think that would have any ramifications, or do you think it's been too long?
Probably not at this point.
Yeah.
I
That's
don't
what I
think
kind of
so.
think.
Yeah, I think at this point, people will be like, the people who believe we land will be like, oh, all right. And I think the people who doubted it the whole time be like, aha, I told you. They would be the most excited. But I think most people at this point in life, they don't care, you know? I
Yep,
mean,
I
at this
agree.
point, I mean, we have billionaires that are flying around in spaceships. So, you know,
Yeah.
we know we can do it. You know, maybe
Yep.
we faked it by a couple years, but we,
Yeah,
you
we
know,
were
we can do it.
close. We were
Exactly.
definitely close, and I think everybody agrees that we were close.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So
Yeah.
that's why I don't think it
Cool.
would be as big of a deal. But
Yeah. Okay. All right. What was is was are we
that
on
was
to our number
two.
ones?
We're on to our number one. Yep.
Okay.
So I just labeled this as aliens. Which you already talked about Area 51, but so I was saying Area 51, UFOs, all that kind of stuff, wrapped
Yeah.
up into one. So
Yeah.
basically it's a consp you know, that the government is covering up that they have witnessed aliens, or that there's things that people have seen that we can't quite explain
Yeah, like
away
the
or
Air Force
understand, or
pilots.
yeah, for sure. So, you know, unidentified flying objects, there's been, we have quote unquote videos of things that we don't know what it is.
Yeah.
So whether it's aliens or not or something else, who knows? But yeah, I just, those theories to me are always interesting. The videos are cool to see.
Yep, definitely.
I mean, I believe there are aliens somewhere. I don't think they visited Earth, but I mean, the galaxy's so huge, you know, the universe, there's got to be some other
Life
life
forms.
forms, whether they're
Yep.
intelligent or not, or where they are on the scale of, know,
Evolution.
us, you know,
Yeah.
yeah,
Yeah.
you know, I, there's got to be something, but
Yeah.
have they visited us? I doubt it, but
Yeah.
I
I
also
mean,
am, I'm also of the opinion too, like, I would not be one if we did find out they're real, that it would like shatter my world by any stretch, you know what I mean?
no, it's common sense in my mind, like that it would there should be other intelligent life forms elsewhere. Like you said, the known universe is so vast, and that's just what we know.
Right, exactly.
So yeah, odds are there's some other planet out there that's got life on it somewhere.
It'd be a pretty humbling experience though, right? Because they
Yeah.
obviously are more advanced than we are, and we always think of
Yeah.
ourselves as top dog, so be
Yeah.
interesting.
Well, and of course, like it's, like we've all grown and we all grew up thinking, aliens and aliens, like what would they do? Like what would we do if like we met aliens and like little green men or like what even would that look like? What would that interaction look like? Like, would they just kill us, or would, like, I mean, so there's that unknown, that almost fear, part of, like, the fear of the unknown, to think about too. But
I think we'd end up being pets, right? We'd just be really smart
well,
pets.
that's the thing is, like, yeah, are we more evolved? Like, if they find us, they're obviously more evolved than we are, because they've,
Better
been
technology at the very least,
better,
yeah.
yeah, better at space travel and all that. So yes, we would be somebody's pets, or if we're more evolved than they are, then they'd be our pets. That's how it's worked out. That's that's how it is on Earth right now. I've got a dog and three
Right,
cats
exactly. That's what I was
downstairs
thinking. Yeah.
that I am more evolved than, and they like to hang around me because I give them food and give them shelter and heat. Yeah, it's crazy to think about, but that's kind of the reality of it. So, yeah.
Hey,
So that,
I think I can guess your number one.
yeah.
Yeah, not sure though.
Yes. Yes, you can. My number one is Sasquatch, Bigfoot, and I also included Yetis. It's kind of the same sort of folklore in all, like, I think it's every, civilization has some sort of Yeti, in its folklore. Is that true, or maybe most, or many? We'll say at least
I
three.
can't speak to the fact of that, but
Well, at least three, because that's how you get the Sasquatch, the Bigfoot, and the Yeti. Those are all originated in different places, around the world. But yeah, it's that's you know I love the TV shows. I love. I'm just a sucker for anything when it comes to, hunting squatch, or, going squatching, as the show would say. Yeah, it's just really compelling. But it's probably the most out there one in my mind. Like, there's no way that these things, if they did exist, we killed them long ago. Like, there's no way that enough exists for them to be able to, one, breed and, reproduce, and thrive as a, so there's got to be more than one then. It can't be just like some outcast human being that was a giant and grew a bunch of hair. Is that a Sasquatch? Or, like, so it's got to be a civilization of them. And so, like, we would know about them. So this is ridiculous. It's not real. But it's just these people that are dressing up and, getting drunk with their buddies on a weekend, going out in the woods with a camcorder, and the other one with some, hair on their chest or something, I don't know. I mean, it's just fun. Like, the whole thing of it is just fun.
Don't ruin my dreams of ever seeing a
No,
Bigfoot.
I'm not trying to rain on your parade. It's just like that's where I stand on it. But it's a fun thing regardless. Like, it's compelling. I love the grainy footage. I'm here for it. Like, give me more. Like, stage
Again,
more.
I don't think they're real, but like I said, I wish they were. Of all the conspiracies, it's the one I
You
wish
really
was
would
true.
want them to be real? Like, they could probably rip our arms off, and
They haven't killed any or hurt
they
anybody
haven't.
yet.
That's true. You got
Have
a
you ever
point
watched
there.
Harry and the Hendersons? That dude was just a joy to be around. He cared for that family.
Haven't seen that in probably at least 30 years.
I haven't seen that in a long time either, but I loved that movie when I was little. Loved that movie.
Oh,
I
well.
think a Bigfoot would be more realistic if it was like a sea creature, just because we haven't explored nearly as much of the ocean as we
Yeah.
have of
Well,
land.
and they are, like, it seems like every year or so you hear of them, like, discovering a new organism from, the deepest parts of the ocean. So, like, yeah, why not? Why isn't there some sort of intelligence down there that got away from the surface or whatever, But yeah, it's crazy. Crazy to think about. Well, that was a fun topic.
Yeah, it's a good one for sure.
I kind of I could kind of tell that you were kind of not so into it when we first did it, but then I think you got into it more.
No, I was into it. My issue was is I like when you first brought it up, I was like, oh man, I don't know if I can think of many. You know what I mean? Like that was my concern. I was like, shoot, can I come up with five? So, and I, when I, you know, the more that I thought about it, the more that I did it, I realized there's kind of like two different conspiracy paths. There's like the political, there's tons of political
Yeah, government
conspiracies.
cover-ups and
Exactly. Yep.
yeah.
And then there's more of kind of your like nature, natural,
Yeah.
scientific conspiracies. And those to me are more appealing than the political ones are,
Yeah, like
you
the
know,
John
like,
F. Kennedy
yeah. Or
assassination.
like
So like
9/11 was
yeah,
9/11 an inside job.
do you want to do you have any honorable mentions? 'Cause I have some of those.
I have three, but they're all the political side of things.
I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We can kind of just list them. Go ahead. I'll do mine and then you can end
Sure.
with, or why don't you do your three? Because my six might cover your three.
Okay. So JFK, you know, just what happened with JFK?
Like, was it a setup or,
Yeah, was it an inside job? Who did it? Was it really one
the grassy
person?
knoll.
Yep. January 6 is another one of my conspiracy theory that it was another. Well, all three of mine are like inside job government cover up
Oh, okay.
conspiracies.
Yep.
And then my number six was 9/11, that
Yep.
it was an inside job and that the towers wouldn't have fallen, that there was a secondary explosion to
Yeah.
knock them down and that kind of stuff. So
Yep.
those to me aren't
Excellent.
that as interesting. So.
Yeah, I agree. Really, and actually the only overlap we have is the John F. Kennedy assassination.
Okay.
One of mine was chemtrails. So like
Oh, yes. Yeah.
I mean that's old, you know, as long as what is it, the vapor trails that
It's not old. They are working. It's either some state, I think Tennessee is trying to pass a law to ban chemtrails. Like legit right now.
okay. Go for it.
Crazy.
Do it.
People are crazy.
COVID, the COVID-19 and 5G conspiracy theory.
QAnon would just be a good one to put in there.
Flat Earth, that was part of your top five. The reptilian conspiracy theory, you know that one?
That there are aliens that are
Yeah,
dressed up as
they've
humans.
infiltrated our society, especially high levels of government and leadership to control humanity and manipulate global events. And then the last one I had was the Illuminati and Freemason societies, and how it's a very similar thing where it's just like these underground, or what would you call them? Like, just, you know, secret groups that some
The deep state,
how,
right?
yeah, and some powerful people are in, you know, well cemented in these powerful secret organizations that, you know, do a lot of stuff
Control
and
everything.
behind the scenes controls everything and makes it seem like, you know, it was the public that did it or whatever. Yeah. So, yeah, those are so these all make me think of, did I ever share with you a podcast? It was called Time Suck, with Dan, what is it, Dan Cummins.
Sounds familiar.
He's a comedian,
Okay.
but he would just go into deep dives on mostly conspiracy theories, and he would just like debunk them or but just like poke fun at
Yeah.
them all the time, do all these like impersonation voices and stuff, and he some of these things, you know, he would dissect like the Tupac and Biggie
Sure.
murders, and he would get into all of these things that we've talked about today, the whole reptilian conspiracy thing, and the Illuminati and the Freemasons. He would go all into those, and it was so compelling and then also so funny. I haven't listened to his
Interesting.
podcast in probably 3 or 4 years, but when he, some of his early ones, you could go back on. Some of his early ones were so incredible.
Was that on your top five for podcasts? I feel like
I
you, we,
don't,
I
I'm,
just remember
it might have
hearing
been
you
like
talk
an
about it.
honorable mention or something. I don't think it
That
was
could
a
have
top
been.
five,
That could have been.
but
I remember you going into that and talking about it. So,
yeah, it's an
okay.
interesting one. If you're ever on like a long road trip, that's a good one to just
Yeah.
like,
Are they pretty long episodes?
I want to say they're like 1 hour to 1.5 hours or something like that. Yeah.
I'll have to check some out. That seems interesting.
Yeah, there's some good ones. Yeah, I'd say like a good one to start on would be like the Tupac and Biggie one, because you know it's stuff that you already kind of know about, but he does like there are things that he talk about that I didn't know, and a lot of it is just like rumors and you know
Sure.
what people or what people close to the people that you know it happened to, you know what they said, you know, in reports and stuff like that. But it's still interesting because like
Yeah,
there
for
can be
sure.
some truth in that. So
Yeah.
it's
Interesting.
fun stuff. But
Time suck, you said, right?
times suck.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay.
So
Cool.
yeah, that was a fun,
Yeah.
topic.
That
So what
was
do
a
you
good
think you
one, for
wanna
sure.
do next? Let's
I
see
had
here.
a new idea that wasn't on the list. I don't think it was on the list. Top five theme songs.
Theme songs like for like TV shows or any sort
Yeah, I was
of
thinking any. I didn't think we had to
any
limit
song
it.
that represents another entity
Yeah, I was thinking, I mean, if it's a video game theme song or if it's
or like
a
a bubblegum theme
movie.
song, double
Ooh,
mint gum.
I didn't think about jingles. Those are, I didn't think about
That's a
like ad jingles.
jingle.
Yeah. I was thinking more like something that
In
intros you into
introduces
something.
media.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean, you could even do like the inside the NBA, like do, whatever that basketball thing. I can't remember what
Yeah.
it is,
Do
but
do do do
that
do
one. Yeah, you got it.
do do
That
do do
one.
do do.
All I can think of is the SNL bit where he's like, b-b-b-b- basketball, b-b-b-b- basket. That's the only one I get. It's the only thing I can think of.
Yeah, those and those are those have composers and like
Yeah.
names. Those songs have
Yeah.
names and some of them, like who was it? It was like, was it Barry Manilow, or some, you know, someone from that era wrote a bunch of like TV theme songs and jingles that you would know, and are like, of course that was Barry Manilow because the guy's a musical genius.
Sure. Yeah.
But yeah, okay. So, theme songs. Okay,
Yeah.
I like it. That's gonna be fun.
Okay.
All
I thought it'd be
right.
fun too. I don't know if we could, but it'd be fun if we could play the theme song
Yeah, we
as
could
we
probably
introduced
do
it.
that.
Do we have that technological ability?
Well, I think we'll just hold up our phones, keep it simple, keep it low
Sure.
tech. And that always sounds almost as good, if not, you know, not it's not gonna sound better, but if you piped it in, but
Sure.
yeah, let's just do that. Or at
Okay.
least try it. Yeah, I'm gonna go down. I think we're probably gonna watch a movie tonight. I think
Nice.
everybody's still up, so
Okay. Sounds good, man. It's good
it was
chatting
good to
with
see
you.
you. Yeah, good chatting. Have a good
All right.
weekend.
Same to you. Same to
And
you.
keep high-fiving.
Keep high-fiving.
I don't know if it'll be part of that, but
It'll be part of it. We got it.
yeah. Okay, it's cool.
Good transition.
All right. All right. See
Right,
you,
man.
Caleb. All
Yep. Have a
right.
good night.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
And that's another episode of the High Five Podcast. Remember, five is just the starting point, not the limit. guiding us through another labyrinth of favorites with a few extra twists. Catch us next week for more adventures in Counting and Beyond. Until then, a high five from Jay and Caleb to you. See you next time.